All right, so you want to make a high converting e-commerce store, specifically with high ticket dropshipping or just any other kind of e-commerce. There's a lot that goes into it. Trust me, I've spent years and years and years, decades of my life trying to figure this out. I'm 36 years old now, and I'm still working on it, okay? So I've been doing this since I was in college, which was, you know, early 20s, almost 20 years now. So I have a lot to share with you guys, and I hope this video is helpful. Definitely, pay attention. So there's a lot of cool stuff. I'm going to actually be looking at my website as I'm doing this video, kind of scrolling through it, pointing out some key factors. I can't share the exact domain with you because this is my current website, and I don't want everybody to be looking at it and trying to copy my stuff. But if you get into my high-ticket dropshipping masterclass, you can actually see it, and you can get private coaching from me as well. So if you're willing to pay a little bit of money, I'm willing to share more with you guys. But here on YouTube, I got to keep things safe, as you can understand probably. So let's take a look at the website and kind of share some stuff. So obviously, first and foremost, you want to have a really good logo. Okay, your logo needs to be professionally done. Really depending on the niche, this doesn't actually mean that it has to be super modern. It just needs to be nicely made. I wouldn't recommend doing it yourself. I recommend going on Fiverr.com, because that's what I use, and just finding a good graphic designer that can do a logo for you, okay? With my very first e-commerce business, I did it myself using a logo designer online, but it wasn't the best, and I would still just recommend using a graphic designer. You can get them as low as like 10, 20 bucks now, and it's totally worth it. For your website header, you definitely want to make the logo a like rectangle shape. If it's too big, like a big square, it's going to take up a lot of space in the header, so keep the header slim and make it a rectangle shape. Okay, the main thing also with e-commerce in general, but high-ticket dropshipping specifically, is really important is having a phone number people can call. Okay, because expensive products are going to be, require more of a sales process, and it's really good to have a phone number someone can call. So, putting that in your header is a really good idea, both on desktop and on mobile. All right, and the other thing is having a search bar is really good. Search functionality on your website is important. There are and I use Shopify, by the way. Shopify is a really good e-commerce platform. And there's the great thing about Shopify is I have a built-in app store, and they have lots of apps available, and people build apps that are really good. And they have Shopify apps that can expand search functionality of certain themes. The theme I'm using right now is called the Shoptimized theme. And by the way, if you want access to get all these products at a discount and special offers, go to my website, ecommerceparadise.com, and go to the top and go to resources, or just go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources. And in there, I have all the links, and you'll get discounts and things like that on these things that I'm offering in this video, so I'm talking about. So definitely have a phone number. I use Grasshopper phone services for my phone number. I think Grasshopper is great, and it's really simple. If you want more advanced things, there's more advanced stuff, but the thing about Grasshopper is it's also very affordable, very cheap, okay? So I have a full review of Grasshopper on my YouTube channel as well if you want to see that. But so the next thing is you want to have all your product categories listed just below the header, like up in the header section as a main menu. What I usually do is I list them in menus, like you have your main category on the top, and then you have subcategories below that. And you can also do separate menus where you like separate things by type, size, maybe color, maybe different model groups, or you can do all different types of things. Maybe you can have like a separate brands menu where you have different brands, or even like specific categories that brands sell. I would just recommend having menus. And also what's really good these days is called mega menus, where you can have a menu that has multiple menus within it. And that's definitely important for broader sites. And Shoptimized theme is great because within your menu, you're going to see lots of pictures of stuff. So you're going to have pictures of the products that pop up, and it's going to give people an idea of what's there. And you can choose to have just pictures of the categories too, lots of different things. Okay, I also would recommend that you have a link to all your different pages on your website that are important, like your about page, contact, coupons, financing, brands, reviews, privacy policy, returns policy, terms and conditions, warranty, and how to create an account. And then beyond that, also all your blog posts would be good too, okay? So that's it for the header. That's really important stuff. Next thing is I'd definitely talk about some sort of a promotion right away on your website. For me, it's like flash sale. For you, it could just be like a seasonal sale. Right now, there's like Black Friday season, so Black Friday would be really good. And a percent discount or a dollar off discount or categories, you know, that kind of thing. Give them a coupon code they can use in checkout, or give them a way to get the coupon code really easily is also a good idea. The next thing is I would recommend to list out your product categories. If you have specific categories with specific products that sell really well, you might consider just listing those on the website too. But it can be a bit distracting, so and things change over time. So I would just list your product categories with links and pictures. That way people can just kind of click through and start searching through your website. At the bottom, I would definitely put my your blog posts and a list of your reviews that your store has gotten, as well as your unique selling proposition points. And these are usually free shipping and fast shipping, a low price guarantee, which is really important, how you are an authorized dealer, and easy returns. Those are the kinds of things that I really focus on, and those are the things your customers are gonna wanna see, okay? Also having some sort of an email sign up right there in your footer is a good idea, as well as having a pop-up if people scroll up and out. Something that is an exit intent pop-up is really important as well. Another thing to consider is adding something like Trusted Site, which is a badge that says that you have a secure checkout and a identity theft protection guarantee policy that provides them, you know, protection, obviously. So I would definitely consider installing that app and paying for it. All right, let's move to a category page, or what Shopify calls collection pages. Now, through some search apps, you can actually have your website totally customized. So you can add like a list of the different product types, different filters like colors, price point, models, and you know, just different types of things on the left-hand sidebar. You know, if somebody's searching for a specific type of product within a category, then they won't have to search through all these different links. They're just going to be able to use a sidebar to filter through and to find, you know, specific types of things and like groups, especially if you sell things in kits. You know, that's just really a good idea with high ticket and selling kits of stuff. You're going to want to list like the different types of kits that are available, okay? So that's a good idea. Also, another thing to consider with your category pages is writing some sort of a buyer's guide. And usually I put it at the bottom. So if somebody's done sorting through the first page, having a buyer's guide, just listing out the different types of components and things like that and what they can learn from it, adding some pictures and all that, it's really going to help, especially with SEO. Google's going to see you have content on your category pages. They're more likely to rank your category pages then at that point. All right, so let's go to the product page. I'll talk about some specific things I think that you should have. One really good thing to have on the product pages and on the collection pages and on the homepage, everywhere on your website, is reviews. Reviews are really important. Definitely add reviews to your website. You can, in the beginning, you can just curate them from your supplier, but definitely have a review app set up that asks for reviews, so when you do get orders, you'll get real reviews. The next thing is pricing, and it's important to have a sale price as well as a compare at price is what Shopify calls it, but like an MSRP, and the amount that that person is saving as well is really good. Okay, and then having some sort of financing option is the best thing you can do. Having multiple financing providers is also a great idea, because then you can, you know, give that person multiple options. Some financing providers provide better offers than others, that kind of thing. And then having your unique sales proposition listed right there as well. Low price guarantee, again, is really important. Free shipping, how fast your shipping is. Do you charge sales tax or not? And if so, which states? Do you have a secure checkout? I would definitely put a secure checkout badge, as well as what I was saying about the trusted site thing. There's also other providers of that, like BuySafe is another one. All right, and then having all of your like policy stuff listed as tabs on your product page, shipping policy, return policy, again, your low price guarantee, something about your company and about us, your financing offers, your coupons, those are all good to have as tabs on your product page. And then having a really good product description is also a great idea. Product description is important because you're going to be able to give people an idea of what the product's all about, you know, and sell it. Below that, you should have reviews, and definitely, you know, lots of other stuff is possible. So just kind of get creative with your product listings, and you can go from there. All right, guys, part two. Sorry, I was a little bit distracted. A delivery guy was knocking at the door. So let's get back into it. I think I pretty much went over everything that's in the product page that's important. So let's go to the cart. So when somebody clicks the add to cart button, you have an option. You can either add a modal pop-up, which kind of comes out from the side, or you can have them directed to the add to cart, or you can go have them directed directly to checkout. Lots of options, but I always do a thing where they actually go directly to the cart page after that. In my opinion, with high ticket, usually people are just buying one product at a time. Sometimes they buy multiple things, but the best thing to do is to send them to a cart page, which in my opinion is kind of an accelerator page. What you're going to do there is you're going to offer them a coupon, and then you're going to tell them more about how your business is the best business to buy from by showing them the reviews, giving them contact details, the return policy, shipping information as well, whether there is shipping charges or not, and how fast shipping is, that kind of stuff. And then you should also offer upgrades as well at that point, like a protection plan, extended warranties, things like that, white glove delivery, whatever else you can find out. It's just sort of like an add-on page, so it's a bridge page to the checkout. So at that point, they'll choose whether they want any add-ons. They'll grab a coupon and they'll go into checkout. And the cool thing about Shopify is that they really optimize the checkout nicely. These days, they have all-in-one checkout, just like WordPress and WooCommerce did back in the day. They finally upgraded to that, so that really helps a lot. So when you get to checkout, you'll see on desktop, there is a right-hand side that allows for them to put a discount code in clearly, so that's really easy now. It's not confusing at all. It used to be at the top and hidden. Now it's not. Let's see. So once they put in their contact info, they'll get the shipping info. With shipping methods, I would just recommend offering one free shipping option. And then if you want, you can offer an additional free shipping option that costs a little bit more, like maybe $30 to $50 more. That's like an expedited processing fee, but it's up to you whether you want to do that or not. Works if your suppliers can ship super fast, but if they don't, then I would not recommend doing that. And payment is usually a credit card. I would definitely hook up PayPal and also a financing provider at the minimum. And that's it, guys. Beyond that, we can talk about blog posts. Blog posts are a great way to get traffic and to funnel traffic that is generic traffic, that is top of the funnel traffic, into your product listings through best guides. And I call them best guides because it's just like best this, best that, top 10 best, espresso machines, or top 10 best whatever, electric bikes, so when they land on that page from whatever source it is, maybe a social, email, organic, something like that, your guide should be comprehensive. And it should also have links, internal links to your collection pages, sub-collection pages, and your product pages. It should provide pictures, and it should have a call to action as well as contact information. Okay. And that's the best thing you can do. You should do blogging fairly consistently, and with ChatGPT, it's really easy to do really good blog posts. I would recommend definitely checking their work and making sure it's accurate, but they're one of the best things to do. So that's kind of how you build a high-converting website on the website itself. There's a lot more beyond that that goes behind the scenes, like good email marketing, good social media marketing. Obviously whoever answers the calls and how they process those phone calls is going to be important. There's a lot more that goes into this than just what you see on the front end of a website. Okay, so I'll get more into that maybe in a separate video. I'll do like back-end marketing video or something like that. And I'll show you guys all the different things that you can do in the back end to optimize your website. And really, it's kind of like the secret formula to how you can build a website better and make it sell better. Thanks for watching, guys. Definitely subscribe. Hit that like button. And if you're interested in taking advantage of any of my coaching or services, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com. I have a free niches list and mini course for beginners. I also have a high ticket dropshipping masterclass, a comprehensive course, and I have a turnkey done for you service, as well as private coaching and some other services. So go to ecommerceparadise.com and check that out today. And I'll see you guys out there. Take care.